This is NPR News. I'm May Ortega. Several public lands bills will go before Congress for a hearing this week, including the CORE Act, sponsored by a Colorado lawmaker. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The CORE Act stands for Colorado Outdoor Recreation and Economy. Democratic Congressman Jonah Goose is a main sponsor and says it would protect more than 400,000 acres of wilderness in the state.
And in particular, would designate the first National Historic Landscape at Camp Hale, which would just be an incredible way to honor the 10th Mountain Division and the veterans who fought for our country in World War II and helped build this modern ski industry following their service.
Nagu says because the bill is moving through Congress so early in the term, he's optimistic that President Joe Biden will sign it into law. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A few areas impacted by the Cameron Peak fire have reopened for winter recreation in northern Colorado. Chambers Lake, Long Draw Reservoir, and the Joe Wright Ski Trail join other previously open trails and roads. Other burned sites remain closed for safety and natural resource protection. The Cameron Peak fire was the state's largest in recorded history, burning more than 200,000 acres before it was fully contained in December. Veterans living in rural areas or experiencing homelessness could soon have a new way to connect with services, CPR's Claire Cleveland explains.
A bill in the state legislature would fund a mobile veteran support program. The idea is to help a veteran-run nonprofit purchase a vehicle to get veterans who lack other means of transportation to health appointments and other services. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
It is 19 and clear in Grand Junction. The high today will be 46 degrees. It's 28 in Denver. This is CPR News.